Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. I have to comment on some of the latest, some of the big changes that were just made by the Securities and Exchange Commission and how they're going to go about labeling stockbrokers and advisors. There's new SEC rules. And in my opinion, what it's going to do is just, well, you know what we're going to have? It's going to sow a lot more confusion, and it's going to also, I guess if you're going to have, if you're one of the people that still have an account at a brokerage firm, why? I don't know. I don't care if it's Morgan Stanley, Merrill. It doesn't make any difference. You might have to invest in a really good microscope because the disclaimers that you're going to start seeing that are written in that really, really, really small, itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny font, you're going to start getting a lot more of that. There's new conduct rules that were just passed. It's called Regulation Best Interest. And what this is supposed to do is supposed to improve the quality and transparency in the financial advice business. And what it does, it will basically help clarify what kind of relationship a client has with their financial advisor and what conflicts the representative has. Now, the brokerage industry, they like these new rules. I don't. Brokers are now, they can now advertise and tell clients that they serve their best interest. But to me, it's a bit disingenuous. These new rules make it easier for a broker to basically fulfill that duty in saying that I'm working in your best interest by disclosing how they are not. Again, all they need to do is to put into some itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, fine print their various different conflicts, and they're off the hook. They are still not a fiduciary. You get it? They are still not a fiduciary. There is a big difference between the two. I don't understand for the life of me. It doesn't cost you any more money. It doesn't cost you. Why you wouldn't want to work with someone that by law has to do the right thing by you? Why? If you had the choice between doctors and you had the doctor that, as long as I put something in small print somewhere, I mean, you know, maybe I'll perform that procedure that they really don't need. And the doctor that is going to always do the right thing by you, who would you choose? There is a difference between the two. And the reality is that any publicly traded investment firm, bank, you name it, they cannot act in that capacity. They cannot act in that capacity. Why? Because their fiduciary duty is not to the client. It's not to their customers. It's to their shareholders. Why do you think Murkowski Investments will never, ever, ever go public? Just that simple. Got to take a break, everyone. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Reminder again, take advantage of all the great things that we have at our site. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5984.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Some legal heavyweights are joining President Trump's Senate impeachment team. The president has added Ken Starr, Alan Dershowitz, and Rob Ray to a team that will be headed by White House counsel Pat Cipollone. Jordan Sekulow is also on that legal team.
I think they have a very uphill battle to get 67 senators to try and come on board with these two weak articles of impeachment that are so partisan that don't even include a criminal charge. And they'll say, wait, they don't have to. But in the past, they always have.
President Trump is paying tribute to the LSU Tigers, the college football champions. During a White House ceremony, the president says LSU has great coaches and players and called the title incredible. LSU defeated Clemson Monday night in New Orleans, 42-25. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everyone. Next story. I talked about this past week on the podcast as well. And I want to share it with all of my radio listeners all across the country as well, because I think it's important. It's a really good teachable moment. One of the things we try to do, try to demonstrate how the world works here and use examples so you can make greater sense out of it. I started reading the Wall Street Journal a little bit, not a lot, a little bit, decades ago when I was in college. And I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't understand a lot of it. A lot of it was kind of boring to me. It was. And I basically, every day, I pick the thing up, and it's changed drastically. And I've been very, very critical of the paper over the past several years in regards to the quality of the reporting that they've been putting out. They changed. News Corp bought the Wall Street Journal, and most certainly they have improved with their pictures. A lot more pictures, a lot more stories on travel and luxury real estate and other destinations and wine and things like that. But as far as their business reporting is concerned, it's gone straight downhill. It is, you want to call it, people like to call it a conservative publication. I like to call it the publication for the conservative side of the establishment. But we often like to equate in terms of Caddyshack as the Bushwood Republicans. We give credit where credit's due. When people put out good articles, we are an equal opportunity basher here on the program. And I got to come after the Wall Street Journal editorial board. They put out a editorial piece, and it was satire. It was a satire of the search that's been ongoing for Wells Fargo and how Wells Fargo is trying to find a CEO. And they write, wanted for top post in West Coast financial industry, a savvy manager who understands contemporary politics. Prior job holder resigned in March after failing to appreciate the bank's new status as a public utility. Company currently operates under the supervision of the Federal Reserve and Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, and the right candidate must be eager to follow their orders. Government consent decree prohibits growth until regulators are satisfied that corporate culture has changed. The winning candidate will never have been overheard using the phrase return on equity. Hardy har har har. Listen. Okay, I'm reading this, and I'm saying to myself, I'm laughing. I am. I got a sinking suspicion that people at the Wall Street editorial board understand how the world works. Wells Fargo is bloody omnipotent. If any smaller outfit, mid-sized bank, did what they did, they would be no longer. They would be put out of business. And they're giving this woe-is-me story for Wells Fargo. Why would anybody feel sorry for Wells Fargo? They can't die. They can't die. They go on in the column. They said, candidate must have no banking experience or familiarity with finance or ideally numbers, should be adept at dealing with difficult clients and not mind being kicked around by politicians or vilified on social media. Give me a break. Again, you read this, you got to understand how to read through the bull excrement. Those congressional hearings that you see where you have various different politicians wagging their finger and yelling and screaming at some executive, it's a joke. It's not real. It's professional wrestling. Professional wrestling. I think I equated to it this past week. It's like Hulk Hogan and King Kong Bundy back in the day. Professional wrestlers going at it in the ring. Do you think King Kong Bundy and Hulk Hogan aren't friends outside of the ring where it's all fake? Of course they are. As soon as those hearings are over, the politicians make for their next fundraiser where the people they were yelling and screaming at show up and give them money. That's how it works. The Wall Street Journal editorial board wants you to think something else. The reality is that white-collar crime, if you're at a certain level here in the United States, pays. White-collar crime pays. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll delve further into that when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. You know, it was said that Andrew Carnegie could have cared less. Could have cared less if the government socialized the steel industry. care? Why would he care? That would essentially wipe out his competition. He would be the only game in town. Take a look at the concentration of money here in this country in the too-big-to-fail banks. Oh, no. They got to answer to some regulators. Woe is them. Woe is them. They're able to go out and access money at rates that nobody else can. Can anybody see any sort of new bank coming and taking these banks out the right way, the American way, by building a better mousetrap through competition? Uh-uh. Not going to happen. When I say that white-collar crime pays, it does. Let's take a look at various different executives from Wells Fargo. They get in trouble for presiding over a bank that was making up customer accounts. They knew exactly what they were doing, putting auto insurance on people's bills that they didn't even need. We can go on and on and on again. Hey, listen, I'm picking on Wells Fargo right now, but they've all done it. They all do it. Why? Because they can. Because they can. Remember Attorney General for Barack Obama, Eric Holder, was asked about this, and I'm paraphrasing. We can't go after these executives. What are we going to do? It's bad for the economy. They pay a fine. They don't pay a fine. That's the reality. They don't pay a fine. The shareholders of the company pay the fine. Sure. Some of these executives, they might lose their job. Oh, yip-de-dow. A big deal. They've already made tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars. Oh, I know. It's going to be real rough on them, right? Well, they're not going to be able to buy the 120-foot yacht. They're going to only be able to get the 100-foot yacht. Oh, no. They don't have any skin in the game. They don't. There is no downside for them. You have a problem with corporate America? Hey, people love talking about income inequality now. It's not income inequality. It's downside inequality. You have way too many people out there. And it's not just, I'm just talking about big business. You're talking politicians. You're talking the media. You're talking pundits. No matter what they say, no matter what they do, no matter what type of pain that they unleash on their clients or society at large, what happens to them? Nothing. Nothing. Hey, it's what I look for all the time. Who has skin in the game and who doesn't? You know what? I'm going to grab something there. Tlaib put together a really interesting chart that kind of explains all this. We'll talk about it when we get back. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. Don't go away.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. You know what? Let's share some of these asymmetries that we have in society. And Tlaib put this chart together. And again, he's a thousand powers smarter than I am. But again, these are many of the things that we have discussed in some way, shape, matter, or form over the past 20 years here on the program. What does it mean? No skin in the game. What does that mean? What am I saying? Basically, you keep all the upside. You transfer the downside to others. Which basically means, if you want to talk about it in terms of Wall Street or trading, you own a hidden option at someone else's expense. You can only win. You can't lose. Now, someone who has skin in the game, there's someone that keeps their own downside. And then there's others out there as well. You can take it to another level. There's others that actually, people that actually take on the downside on behalf of others. Now, who might we describe as people that have no skin in the game? They're oftentimes on Fox News and MSNBC, bureaucrats, right? People that work in government. People that work, and whatever happens to all these bureaucrats? What happens when they screw up? What happens when they do the wrong thing? Nothing. Nothing. Who bears the price? We do. Policy wonks. These people from think tanks. Does it matter? Do they feel any sort of pain whatsoever when they screw up? Nope. They don't. I have people that actually on this level that actually take on the downside on behalf of others. You're talking saints and knights and warriors, soldiers. Other type of people, no skin in the game. Consultants. Yeah, those people that work at McKinsey. And other consultants out there that go tell the other CEOs that have no skin in the game too, hey, what's the big deal? Go out and borrow a ton of money. Expand, who cares? If it works, it works. It doesn't, it doesn't. What's your downside? You're still getting paid. Sophists. Who's the opposite? Who has skin in the game? Merchants. Businessmen. People own their own business. Who doesn't have skin in the game? Yeah, big corporations. Big corporations with access to the state. Like the big banks I've been talking about. Big corporations with access to the state. Remember, we've talked about that in terms of regulatory capture. Businesses that are able to insulate themselves from downside. Warren Buffett actually invests based upon that. And you want to know what? You don't think that we look at it too? We do. We do. They've got a hidden option. They can't go out of business. Who doesn't have that? And you could basically throw in corporate executives that are wearing a fancy suit and tie. Entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs have skin in the game. Another group out there, we see them all the time. Scientists who play the system. Data miners. People who are involved in observational studies. The ones that do, real scientists, laboratory, and field experimenters. When it doesn't have skin in the game, centralized government. Washington, D.C. No skin in the game. Again, you're in. Someone was asking me the other day, oh, man, I see Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's poll numbers, man. She's not looking too good in her district. Like, so? So what if she loses? Basically, you could say, boo, she's going to have a job at some sort of think tank. She'll be a paid contributor on one of the major networks. She's going to do just fine. The opposite of that, smaller government, city-states. Another one doesn't have, they don't have skin in the game anymore. Journalists who, rather than do their job, the ones that analyze and predict. Then you got to take a look at journalists who actually go out there, the opposite. Journalists who actually take risks, expose frauds, expose powerful regimes, expose the bad guys. And they're few and far between. Politicians, especially in today's day and age, no skin in the game. None whatsoever. They're part of the establishment. They're okay. Activists. I kind of consider what we do here at the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. We are an activist program. Different. Another one doesn't have skin in the game. Bankers. Big bankers. They don't. Want to know who does? Investors. People have to actually have to bear the pain if they screw something up. You want another good way of kind of deciphering who these people are? The people out there that seek awards, that look for prizes, that look for honors, ceremonies. Oh, they do this all the time. Who was the other day? What's it? Jeff Zucker. Jeff Zucker. They had to have some sort of award for Jeff Zucker, for some media thing. For what? For what? Driving CNN into the tank? They did the same thing after Dan Rather got fired for lying, the fake but true documents. What do they do next week? They honor the guy. People are looking to do all this sort of stuff. Membership in academies. Oh, and people want to get their, well, I got to have a handshake with Obama. Nah. The opposite, the ones that are actually awarded for their positions by dying. Socrates, Jesus, St. Catherine, Joan of Arc. There's your difference. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Some legal heavyweights are joining President Trump's Senate impeachment team. The president has added Ken Starr, Alan Dershowitz, and Rob Ray to a team that will be headed by White House counsel Pat Cipollone. Jordan Seculo is also on that legal team.
I think they have a very uphill battle to get 67 senators to try and come on board with these two weak articles of impeachment that are so partisan that don't even include a criminal charge. And they'll say, wait, they don't have to. but in the past, they always have.
President Trump is paying tribute to the LSU Tigers, the college football champions. During a White House ceremony, the president says LSU has great coaches and players and called the title incredible. LSU defeated Clemson Monday night in New Orleans, 42-25. This is USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
The world's biggest food company says it will spend big to create a market for recycled plastics. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Swiss giant Nestle saying it's going to spend around $1.6 billion to buy 2 million metric tons of recycled plastic over the next 5 years. Nestle says it will pay above the market rate in order to alleviate a shortage of used plastic suitable for food packaging. Many plastic items that get recycled don't end up being used for anything. The aim, though, in this case is to lure new suppliers into the recycling business. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The National Transportation Safety Administration is looking into claims that Tesla vehicles have accelerated unintentionally more than 100 times, causing accidents that have injured 52 people. Many of the complaints say drivers experience the problem when parking or pulling out of a parking space. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The impeachment trial will start after a long holiday weekend. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
It's finally a go. The impeachment trial in the Senate starts Tuesday, as Monday a holiday, Martin Luther King Day, Chief Justice John Roberts swearing in the senators.
Do you solemnly swear that in all things appertaining to the trial of the impeachment of Donald John Trump, President of the United States, now pending, you will do impartial justice according to the Constitution and laws, so help you God.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
NASA is unveiling the next generation lunar rover that will scout the moon for signs of water before humans return in 2024 under the Artemis program. 13 men and women celebrated their completion of NASA's Artemis astronaut training program, and Kayla Barron says,
we're all pretty excited about the moon right now. The Artemis program has really reinvigorated the NASA team about doing new things, and we're really using our imaginations to understand what a sustainable presence on the moon looks like.
NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says the future is bright for space exploration.
2020 will mark the return of human spaceflight launches with American astronauts on American rockets from American soil.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Huntington Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@huntington-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yes, it is. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. How the world works, we break it down for you here. I'm just curious. Got a question. Question for my listeners out there. And people, I got to explain this again if you're new to the program. We're still adding, constantly looking to add more affiliates, more listeners around the country. Been doing so for 20 years now, and we started off with two stations way back when. We don't take phone calls here on the program because this radio show is aired at a myriad of different times over the course of a weekend. And then what's going to happen is people aren't going to recognize whether it's live or not, and phone calls are going to be coming in. It's going to frustrate people. So what I do is I kind of gather together your questions over the course of the week and kind of put them into various different groups and try to answer them as best I can, what people are concerned about, what they're thinking about at that point in time. But I got a question I have to ask you. Feel free to email me. Feel free to give me a call. You're often shocked. Yes, at times, believe it or not, yes, I answer my own phone. Not all the time, but yeah. Many times I do. I am always bouncing around all over the place. I'm with the kids at tournaments. I'm going here, there, and everywhere. Phone calls come in, I answer them. Well, what am I going to do? I'm going to keep an assistant on duty over the course of a weekend? No. I'll answer the phone, and if you leave a message, guess what? I'll call back. That's right. Believe it or not, I will call you back. People don't believe sometimes I'll call them back. This is Chris Markowski. You left them out. I'm calling you back. No, it's not. Yeah, it is. Anyway, my question. And I'm going to get into some things that one would deem political a little bit later on in the program. But are you as tired of the political nonsense as I am? I'm being honest with you. I've been a Rush Limbaugh fan from before I had my program, and I think he is an incredible talent. Man, I think he's an incredible talent, and I think he does a great job. But I start listening to the show, and it's all Russiagate, politics. I understand politics, but it's the same topic again and again. Day after day after day, and I don't even want to listen to it anymore. I can't even pay attention to it. I lose focus. My mind starts to wander. I want to hear it anymore. To me, there are so many important stories and things that are taking place that I wish guys like Limbaugh, Dave, they got a hell of a lot larger audience than I have, a much wider reach than I have. Guys like Limbaugh, guys like Hannity should be covering on the program. Stop focusing on the fight part, and let's talk a little bit more about ideas and issues. I saw this story this past week. I thought this is a great story to talk about taxes. I saw that the governor of the state of New Jersey is a guy by the name of Phil Murphy. Phil Murphy is another Goldman Sachs alumni. Another one. Now, if you recall, there was another Goldman Sachs alumni that used to run the state of New Jersey. His name was John Corzine. He also was a senator as well. That same John Corzine, Goldman Sachs alumni, happened to be responsible for taking down, it was one of the largest financial failures during the around the financial crisis. He took down MF Global. He lost his job as governor of the state of New Jersey to Chris Christie. He decides to get back in business, and he make him in charge of MF Global, which was basically a commodity brokerage firm. And he took the thing down. The guy basically put all the firm's assets into one trade, and he was wrong, and blew the thing up. Does he, again, John Corzine have any skin in the game? Did he face any downside? No. No, he's managing money at another hedge fund right now. It's how it goes. I told this story this past week. I don't remember when I told it, but I know I told it this past week to somebody. Maybe it was on the podcast. Again, I forget. I have a friend that used to manage the estates, not estate planning, but manage the actual estate and affairs of the major executives from Lehman Brothers. Does anybody actually think that those guys were feeling any sort of pain after the financial crisis and Lehman Brothers went down? Hell no! No! Dick Fuld is fine, for crying out loud. He was portrayed on Saturday Night Live by Jason Sudeikis. Pretty funny. Did a skit, and he's wearing a barrel. Didn't have any money. Right. You know what Dick Fuld is doing now? He's actually in my business. I think I might have mentioned this. He wants to go out, and he basically wants to buy investment advisors and put them under his label. You're going to allow Dick Fuld to be the head guy managing your money? Farewell and adieu. Anyway, these guys have these Goldman Sachs alums and others that find their way into Washington, D.C. and other places. They have what we like to call blank you money. That's right. Blank you money. Blank you money is, it's at a level where it really doesn't matter. Nothing really matters. It's at a whole another level, rarefied air, stuff it's hard for you to even comprehend or get your arms around. Yes, I've got a friend of mine that is an architect. He's working on a home right now. And this home, I couldn't tell. What did he tell me it was? It was like 85, 90 different zones in the house for air conditioning. It's insane. He's basically going through what's being done. And there's this whole other level out there. They don't get it. Well, the governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy, he wants to now lower the threshold for paying the state's top tax rate. The top tax rate, income tax rate in New Jersey is 10.75%. He already won that rate increase on incomes above $5 million. He now wants to hit incomes with that above $1 million. Now, millionaires right now already getting whacked at 8.97%. on top of the fact that New Jersey has some of the highest property taxes in the United States. Highest property tax in the United States. Now, I want to describe this to people. I know I've done this before here on the program, but I think this is worthwhile. Understanding taxes rather than percentages, but in time. In time. And I think a good example of this. I have many clients, friends, that happen to go to school for a very, very long time. When I mean very, very long time, I mean they are surgeons and some of the best. Some of the best. And, yeah, again, you're going to school and going through your residency and all the things that you have to do, surgical rotations, and you're not really starting to start your life until when you are 30 and above. And you've got insane amounts of debt on the books to become that surgeon. And you work your tail off and you become the best at what you do. Now, let's say you're making over $1 million a year. Well, let's look at this. If you were a cardiologist, say you're the best cardiac surgeon, state of New Jersey, cardiologist, New Jersey, and guess what? You made it. You put the work in. You're there. Do you realize that as a cardiologist making over $1 million a year, you're going to be performing surgeries from January 1st through June into July? And all the surgeries, all the money that you're going to make from those surgeries, all that hard work that you're going to do, all of that money is going to go to someone else. It's all going to go to someone else. It's a percentage, is it not? When you're paying over 50%, you got to a point where you're paying over 50% of what you make to taxes. What are you doing? Meaning you're working more than half the year for the government. You, my friend, are a serf on the Lord's banner. I always try to explain this to people on the left. I always try to break it down in terms of time. And I always ask the question, how many days, how many weeks, how many months out of the year do I have to work for the government? And how many days, how many weeks, how many months out of the year do I get to keep what I've earned? And you, I present it in this way, and to this day, I have yet to get an answer. I have yet to get in it because they don't like the question. They don't like thinking about it that way. They don't like thinking about it in terms of time. They only see the numbers because when they see it in terms of time and work, that's when they start saying, oh, that's not fair. They can't think like that. They got to tune that out. Anyway, got to take a break. I thought I'd share. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back. Taking my time, choosing
my line. Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes, plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Hey, Watchdog listeners, are you in the process of planning for your retirement? Hey, make your time work. Make your time count.
prepare for the retirement crisis, because yes, we're in a crisis, with my free white paper. Available for your download on watchdogonwallstreet.com. This white paper covers everything you need to know about preparing for the retirement crisis, including Social Security, pension financing, budget, and encore careers. Don't wait. Download right now at watchdogonwallstreet.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaqettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. Listen, you want to disagree? Like I said, you want to disagree with me? Have at it. Send me an email. Argue with me on points. I don't mind. I really don't. I've been doing this for a long time. Not radio, helping people, managing people's money, and I've been afforded the luxury, the insight into people's lives. And whether, you know, you might think it might be anecdotal, I've learned a lot over the years. I have learned a lot about people. Study human nature and the mistakes that people make. I oftentimes give an example here on the program in our today's society, our modern society, and how many people out there that make a decent living. When I talk of decent living, I'm talking money. Have serious salaries, serious jobs. But they don't have any wealth. They haven't been building any wealth. They're in many respects, their relationship with money changes. Aren't making it. And what it becomes a vicious cycle. It becomes a spiral. And they start hanging out with certain types of people, going to certain things, and they have to continue to do it. In many respects, I've had conversations with people, and they said, you know what, I didn't even like what I was doing. But they find it very, very hard to get themselves out of it. This is why I'll talk with people that make a ton of money and they've got $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 plus in credit card debt and little to no wealth. Kind of put this in terms, let me talk about it in terms of restaurants. Let me give you an example. Kind of not losing who you are. Not too long ago, I was on invite. I was at a business meeting. I was with my wife. in the city and the people we were out to dinner with, well, they wanted to go to this place in Manhattan. It's one of the most expensive Italian restaurants in the city. Not a place I would say I'd want to go to. No, but they wanted to go there, so we went. And you walk in, and the place is, it's inside an old bank. And, yeah, I took a look at the menu. And, again, like I said, I know Italian food pretty well. And I don't know what they were doing. This is all small little portions and whatnot that they were serving. And push came to shove. Dinner is done. I'm still hungry at the end. But again, everybody's got a fawn all over the place because, oh, look at how awesome this is. Look at how great this is.